Hello, everyone, and welcome to Flight Sim Edge. This is Griffin. It is April 6th, Tuesday, roughly about 10 after 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And welcome to this emergency broadcast. So if you read the notes, you know what the broadcast is about. We are at a point where in the movies, if you're Indiana Jones or somebody that's on a ship that's about to sink, the door is closing, the water's rushing in, and you've got just that little bit of space that you can slide through before it goes. So, what do I mean by that? GPUs are becoming impossible to get. The prices have skyrocketed, not only because of crypto mining, but that is a big part of it. You got to remember that GPUs are not just a piece of hardware anymore. They are a venture. They are an investment. They make money. And when you have something that makes money, that is going to appreciate in value. And that's going to be affected by market forces far greater than a luxury item, which a GPU is a luxury item. It has been my desire from when I first started this podcast especially after my computer got fried and I had to build a new one, to have a system where everyone hopefully can have a system that can push the simulator at a fairly high level, where your graphics are going to be good and you can enjoy the simulation and everything that Microsoft has to offer within that simulation, and push it to the point where you don't have to worry about frame rates, you don't have to worry about stuttering, you don't have to worry about crashes, you don't have to worry about lag time, that you can just enjoy the simulator for being within the simulator itself. And if you're part of the 150 plus that has listened to this podcast up to now, and I'm talking about not the actual show, but the actual podcast from the beginning, from the first episode, season one, to now, then you're probably a flight simulator fanatic like I am. And so there's going to be a percentage of those 150 plus that really want a computer that can utilize the simulator in the way that we've described. Things are going to be locked down for the rest of the year. If you have watched any YouTuber at all, you know that Intel 11th Gen is a complete disaster. I believe Steve of Gamers Nexus called the entire 11th generation from Intel a waste of sand, referring to silicon. And that was the good ones. I've seen stuff that I can't even repeat on this podcast. In any case, the GPUs are quickly going. And one of the few ways to get a GPU, as much as I believe in building your own computer, or at least having computers spec'd out component by component to exactly what you want, that's becoming harder to do. I saw my graphics card that I got upwards of around $1,000 being sold for $4,000. The Radeon 6800X. You know, when people see it as a venture, when they see it as an investment, it's going to be marketed, it's going to be sold at prices that people are willing to pay for that investment purposes. You add on that there's a shortage of silicon. Okay, the manufacturers cannot manufacture them at the volume that they want to. You add into that tariffs and international trade and all of those things that go with that, it's becoming clear that being able to get a GPU that's going to allow us to enjoy the simulator at the level that we want to is going to be impossible, and it could be impossible for a long time. YouTubers are talking about the rest of the year. I know investors and people in the tech industry that are saying a year and a half, if we're lucky, that the numbers are going to be where they are right now, if not worse. And they will be worse, I should say. So if you want to enjoy Microsoft Flight Simulator, you either have to find a way to have a computer that's going to be able to utilize that at a level that you can enjoy, or wait a long time. And I don't want you guys to wait a long time. I want you guys to go on the adventures we're going to go on and do all the cool stuff that we're going to do. Episode 7 is going to be neat. I'm working on it. It's going to be, we're going to talk about configuring our peripherals, our specifically our flight yokes and all of that stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the episodes are just going to get more fun from there, because they're going to be about simulation. They're not going to be about hardware. Hopefully. Well, there'll be more about simulation than hardware. I'm going to try to keep you guys abreast of everything that I can. So, my PC Cypher and I, we burnt the midnight oil. And I have squeezed out the best pre-builts that are on the market right now that you can get right now. I'm not saying that there's not a waiting period for it or whatever, but you should be able to get these machines right now. Okay, so we're going to take a look at a couple of them. All the ones that I have found. Now, keep in mind, these are going to be centered around AMD. AMD CPUs and AMD GPUs. You know my philosophy on that. You know why I believe in that. And I'm not going to reiterate. If you're new to the program, just go back 5 episodes and listen to the last 5 episodes, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. That's, now, if you want an NVIDIA, all of these companies that I'm going to explore, I'm going into specific builds for comparison reasons, okay? They have 30 series cards available. Now, having said that, I want to tell you guys, and it's hard because it's like a moving tide, you know? And you hear so many things from so many people, and you're like, well, how can Griffin be right? I'm right. If you're going to get an NVIDIA card, the minimum card you can get and expect to push the simulator with some compromises and squeeze out 60 frames per second, or somewhere between 30 and 60, the minimum card you can get is a 3070. If you have a 2080 or a 2080 Ti, you might, with some compromises, be able to do it. So if you can get a used 2080 Ti at a decent price, do it. If that's your only option available to you, and you want NVIDIA, or you don't care if you have NVIDIA. If you're going to get a new card, 3070 on up. Well, Griffin, what about the 3060? Those cards are available. Look, I've looked at lots of YouTubers. I've read a lot of hardware specs, Tom's Hardware and beyond. Okay. I'll just give you an example. There is a YouTube channel right now that just built a brand new computer. The video is a week old. It's 1 week old. They built with a CPU i5 1040K with a RTX 3060 GPU and 1440p. They reviewed three games. One was Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and they had to severely compromise the graphics to get somewhere around 100 frames. And the other one was Fortnite. And everybody knows Fortnite. They were getting micro stutters on Fortnite in 1440p with medium graphic levels settings. i5 1040K 3060 card micro stuttering on Fortnite. If it's micro stuttering on Fortnite, what is it going to do in Microsoft Flight Simulator? I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to suck. That's what it's going to do. Don't shell out money for a PC that's going to suck. Whether you built it, whether you're having somebody else built it, or whether you're buying a pre... Don't buy something just because it's in a shiny new box. There are a lot of boxes out there that will do decent in games that will dog on Microsoft Flight Simulator. Keep the system you got. If it's going to be... If you're getting lag and stutters, getting 11th gen CPU or getting a 10th gen CPU and sticking a 360 on there, or a 1660 or a 16670 or 1662 super, I get them all mixed up, but you know what I'm talking about. That's not going to do much better than the system you got now. Not a Microsoft Flight Simulator, it's not. Just stick with what you got. If you are going NVIDIA, you got to go 370 and up, preferably 380. I don't know if there's a 380 Ti or not. I keep getting that confused. I'm thinking I hear a 380 Ti, but no. Oh, that 360 was a 360 Ti. I'm sorry. 360 Ti on an NVIDIA i5 1040K was micro stuttering on Fortnite with and 1440p on medium settings. There, I got it out of my mouth. Don't even think about a 3060. Don't even think about it. You're better off just rocking the system you got and setting your settings on low to crap. And you guys aren't going to do that. Let's just face it. If that's the experience you're having on Microsoft Flight Simulator, you're going to go, I'm going back to my prepared 3D, or I'm going back to my X-Plane 11. That's what I would do. Because I was on the brink of doing that with my 1080 Ti and my i7. Okay, so let's go over these systems. The first place I want to direct you to is a place called BRLA Tech. V is in Victor, R is in Romeo, LA Tech. And they have a system and it's specced with the following. It's called the Titan. Now you're going to go and you're going to have different choices. It's not just pre-set up. But I'm not going to walk through all of the choices on all of these websites because it would take forever. But just know that you can do it. Okay? The Titan. And the case is, just says black. I'm not sure what the case is. It's got 32 gigabytes of what they call high-speed DDR4. They don't really tell you what that is. With a 1 terabyte M.2. The graphics is an AMD Radeon RX 6700 XT. I'd be leery of the 6700. But the 6700 XT is going to perform, from what I understand, greater, okay, than the Xbox Series X. I don't know about the 6700. I don't even know if there is a 6700. I think there is. But I know the 6700 XT is going to spec out, it's going to push harder, okay? And that's our base minimum. Okay, so these are our options. I've recorded this 5 times. This is actually the 6th recording. And I'm just going to stick with it no matter how bad that it is. We can either fly in 1080p. And if that's the case, there's no point in getting a high-end GPU because you're only going to utilize somewhere between 40 and 60% of the card. Why are you going to spend $2,000 on a graphics card that you're only going to use 60% of? Well, Griffin, I'll go to 1440p later. Well, if you paid $2,000 for the card, go to 1440p now. Sell your 1080p monitor, sell whatever you need to sell, and get up to 1440p. You got the card to do it, do it. All right. So that is it's called the Titan. So you're going to pick the Titan and then you will have these choices and you can spec it out to the following. Okay. It's going to come with a black case. I don't know what it is. It's going to come with RAM that's 32 gigabyte high speed DDR4. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's AMD, if it's specced out specifically for AMD or not. I don't know what the latency is it on not. This is a problem with pre-builds. Okay, guys. But you will have a system that should be. Okay. And if the RAM sucks, pull it out, sell it, and buy new RAM and stick it in that you know is going to do good. All right. I'd rather you have 16 gigabytes of RAM that you can activate smart access memory with, okay, then 32 gigabytes of RAM that you know is the latency is crap and it has issues with AMD. So yeah, the Titan. I digress and I apologize. SSD M.2 1 terabyte graphics card is they call it an upgrade. So obviously what the system comes with is not going to be this. Is the AMD Radeon RX 6700 XT. Comes with 2 fans. You know, that power supply is 750 watts. And the price of that machine. Okay, where's the CPU? Where is the CPU? Hold on. Okay, I just wasted about 30 minutes of audio because I thought I hit the record button and I didn't. The CPU is the AMD Ryzen 7 3700X. So that's an 8-core, 16-thread that boosts somewhere like at 4.5. The motherboard it just says B450. So you don't know if it's got flashback or not. This would be the if everything else goes, go to this one. This is the last choice. Okay, guys, this is the last choice. The power supply is the EVGA 650, but that was before I had to go to the back page. That was before we upgraded our GPU, so it might come with a 750. I don't know. Ask. By all means. The case is the Deepcool VRLA Tech Matrix 55V3 RGB ATX. Whatever the hell that is. But Deepcool tends to make decent cases, so let's hope for the best. And that is with the, like we said, I don't think it's XT. I think it's 6700X. Because XT is I don't know. I get them all confused. Isn't XT what the CPUs do? Maybe not. Okay, so yeah, it does come with the EVGA 750 watt 80 plus power supply because we upgraded the graphics card. Doesn't come with Wi-Fi, doesn't come with a monitor, but that is specced at the price of $2,210.96. I know the RX 6700 XT is going for like $1,400. Okay. So that's the VRLA Tech. Here's the other one. This one is way too overpriced, but it's a good machine, so I would tell you about it. My opinion, it's way overpriced. Comes with the InWin small tower case. I believe that's an ATX. Also comes with the Ryzen 7 3700. It is water-cooled. It's an all-in-one 240 millimeter water-cool. Comes with three RGB fans by InWin. They will use Thermal Grizzly grease on your CPU. It comes with the ASRock. This one at least comes with a 550 motherboard. For $10, for $15 more, you can get the ASRock X570 Pro 4. So spec out those two boards and see which one's the best one for the price. And you know that the 550 or the X570, you're going to be able to put a better CPU on there. You can sell your Ryzen 7 3700. They say it's $413 here, but we've seen the Ryzen as of 5 or 6 days ago. We saw the 5800X. Yeah, I guess it is XT on the graphics cards. I was doing this all night, guys. I apologize. For $549. So would you rather have a 3700X at $413, which is what they're charging you? Or would you rather have a 5800X for 30 bucks more? 35 bucks more. The graphics card is the 6800 XT. Okay, it is the 6800 XT. Comes with 1 terabyte M.2, says brand varies. It's an 850 watt gold power supply. Doesn't say, you know, if it's modular, if it's not modular. You know, a lot of people say, well, what do I care? I'm not building it, so. And it's, sorry, that was my eldest daughter, if you heard her. It's no big deal. And it is says they have a lifetime tech support and a 1 year warranty on parts and labor. The build and shipping price, and you get it within 2 to 3 weeks, is $150. Okay, are you ready? Are you sitting down? I don't want anyone to drive off the road. This is called the Mark 7 in Roman numerals. And it is $2,802. Okay. $2,802. It gets better. Before I would do that, simply because of the price, it's going to be a better machine than what I'm going to tell you. But before I would do that, because of the price, I would go, and I know you're going to say, what happened to Griffin? I would go to Dell.com and go to Alienware. It's called the Alienware Aurora Ryzen Edition R10 Gaming Desktop. Okay. It comes with a Ryzen 7 5800X. It comes with an AMD Radeon RX 6800 XT. It's 512 gigabyte M.2. M.2s are cheap. Throw a terabyte in there. The case is called Dark Side of the Moon chassis. And it's liquid cooled. And it has a 1,000-watt power supply in it. And that is, keep in mind, it doesn't have a monitor, but that price is $2,239.99. Now, before I said, you know, you could throw, I said that the M.2s are cheap. These cases are hard to work in. Sometimes they have easy access to RAM or a hard or place to put an M.2. Sometimes it's not. I don't know much about this particular PC. Hopefully they'll have easy access to your M.2 slot and you can put a terabyte or a 2 terabyte or whatever you want to put in there. 512 is gonna, you know, it's kind of borderline, but you open the box, you plug it in, and you're going to be able to sim for $2,239.99. You're going to get a Pixio at Newegg for around $280 and get a 27-inch 1440p 1 millisecond running at 244 hertz, and you're going to be able to sim. Go through, get rid of all your bloatware. If I got this machine, I tell you what I would do. And I know you're probably paying $100 for the Windows that's already installed, but it's going to have so much crap on there. I would format the hard drive. I would download I'd make a bootable Windows. I forget what they call it. A media something or other. Get your thumb drive, USB, 8 gigabytes or higher. Download your fresh Windows on there. Format the hard drive. That'd be the first thing I would do. Get my Windows key for $20 and have a fresh install of Windows without any of that crap that's on there. And go. Because all of that crap on there is going to slow down your system. It just is. So, That's the Alienware Aurora Ryzen Edition R10 gaming desktop. It's available now. Okay? You can get it right now for $2,239. Folks, that Radeon card, if you're lucky, is going for $1,800. All right. Okay. The next place I want to take you is hold on. That should leave us with out interruptions. I turned the audio off. My wife's home, so I don't have to worry about missing a call. Is a place called CLXGaming.com. CLX as an X-ray gaming.com. Okay. And this is has a high airflow case. I forget that it's a good, I think it's a Fantex case. I forget which case it is. See what the, it's a Fantex Eclipse high airflow ATX tower. It's white. It's got a 750 watt power supply. It has 16 gigabytes of DDR4 running at 3200. It's got the AMD Radeon 6800. Okay. The AMD is the Ryzen 7 2700. It is a crap CPU. I mean, as far as Microsoft Flight Simulator goes, get rid of that. Let's see what the motherboard is. They don't give you a 550 option. That was why I went with the cheapest CPU that they had available to get rid of it. You can get an MSI B450 Gaming Pro Carbon. That is a great motherboard. I'm pretty sure it's going to support smart access memory. Do your bar support on there. It's got the flashback, but just download the latest BIOS on your, that's the first thing you do, is you download the latest BIOS on your USB so that you got that. Get rid of that CPU. Put your $449 Ryzen 5800X. Put your thumb drive in, update the BIOS, and you're good to go. Or no, I would update the BIOS with the chip in it. I'm sorry. I would update the BIOS with the chip in it. That way you got a wait till you get the new chip, because no, it should be fine. But I mean, just in case it doesn't work with the CPU, and it doesn't matter because you're going to put the new CPU in. So that's $2,102.99. But it is standard components. You can upgrade really easy. You're saying, why would I go with that over the Alienware? Is it worth, let's say you got $100. Is it worth the $300? I believe that it is. It's not going to have bloatware. It's going to have a good everything. And that's what I would go with. The CLX. That's what I would do. I'm just telling you. I am just telling you. Now, Griffin, I don't have that kind of money. I guess I'll be doing X-Plane 11. If I really didn't have the money, what would I do? I got an old computer. I'm not going to get any money for it. It's got a crap GPU in it. No one's going to buy it. If they buy it, they're only going to buy it for a few bucks. It's not anything that I can really build on. I'm just stuck. What have I been saying through the whole podcast? Pretty much from episode one. If not all the way back there somewhere. I've been saying that Microsoft Flight Simulator, the reason why we have the philosophy that we have, is because they want it to run well on an Xbox Series X. Well, there's your answer. The final answer. The final... Well, you got nowhere else to go. Get a good monitor. If you got a great TV, okay, good. If you don't, get a good monitor. Get a 27-inch monitor, 1440p monitor. Well, let me make sure on that. I think the Xbox Series X will run a 1440p monitor. I'm almost pretty sure that it is. Yeah, because it does 4K. Yeah, it should. And get an Xbox Series X. Just order one. You're not going to get it for a month. Just order one. And when you get it, you're going to be able to do Microsoft Flight Simulator and do all the adventures that we're going to do. It's going to have a Honeycomb yoke available to it. Who knows what other brands' yokes it will. Will it have a CH Products Eclipse yoke? No. Will it have a SciTech yoke? SciTech might make a yoke for it. It's not going to be the one that's available now. I don't know. Thrustmaster might. And for what? Somewhere between $500 and $600 USD. You're going to be able to sim. Oh, you're not a real simmer if you're telling them the game on a con. Look, you're going to be able to sim, and it's not going to be a video game. If you treat it like a video game, it will be. If you sit there with your hand controller and fly with the external view, yeah, it's a video game. But if you get a flight yoke, and they're going to have keyboards available for them, and you get the keyboard, and you get the flight yoke, and you do it, you know, the way you would if it was a PC, you're going to have a decent experience. You're going to have a better experience. Here's the controversy. You ready for controversy? You're going to have a better experience than if you got an 11th gen CPU, i5, whatever, with a 3060 Ti graphics card. Ask yourself how much those things are. You're going to have a better simulator experience on an Xbox Series X than that hardware. Chilling thought, but true. Okay, guys. If you want a PC experience of it, and I think that's ultimately going to be the best way to sim. I think there will be compromises that will be made on an Xbox Series X. Don't get me wrong. But if you want an experience within Microsoft Flight Simulator and you can't do it any other way, that's an option. And I'm not going to fault you for that option. And anyone that says you're not a real simmer or whatever, a real simmer finds a way to sim. So, we don't know how many people are going to buy an Xbox Series X and come across this podcast and listen to it. We don't know. There might be people listening to this podcast now that are like, I can't wait till he starts talking more about the simulator because I'm just going to buy an Xbox Series X from the get-go. They made that decision a month ago, a month and a half ago. So we're going to talk about some cool stuff in episode 7. I'm going to configure my Eclipse, and we're going to go over how we do the parameters of that. And that should help anyone that has a flight yoke, even if they have a Honeycomb or if they have a Logitech, because from what I can tell, unless Honeycomb, either Honeycomb out of the box, you plug it in and it works perfect. It's pre-configured and Xbox. And Microsoft Flight Simulator goes, it's a Honeycomb. I know exactly what to do. Or they're going to have to configure theirs and set theirs up too. So I did get my flight yoke. It looks like it's in very good condition. It was a little bit dusty, but nothing that, you know, was in somebody's house. So I sanitized the whole thing anyway. And wiped it all down with a sanitary wipe cloth thing, and every nook and cranny, and it looks good. Doesn't have any. It does have one complication, and I'll talk about that in episode 7. But yeah, so these are some of the best pre-builts that are out there. Now I'm going to tell you to go do something else. You might want to contact Roby at Roby Tech, the YouTube channel Roby Tech. He builds custom systems. I don't know what he'll spec his out at. You also might want to go to a group of YouTubers called the Toasty Brothers, I believe. And they have a website. There's not much on there. Called PCBros.com. But you can talk to, they have a consultation, and they will build your PC. And they say they can get stuff at MSRP, the current MSRP. So go to that channel, look at some of their shows, go to PCBros.com, .tech, I'm sorry, PCBros.tech. And look and see. You could also look, some of these custom builders can get, because they buy them in bulk or they're considered a pre-built location or whatever, some of them have or are getting GPUs at MSRP. So if you want to go online and go down that rabbit hole, go for it. But most of these sites that I went to, they have a chat. Even the Alienware, and for less than $2,500, you can get the machine. The caveat being, if you want a 3900 RX, RTX, or an RX 6900, no. You're going to be paying three and above for that. But you'll be able to get a good machine that can push the sim. And if you go to a custom builder, don't let them talk you into 11th gen. If you can, say I want a 9th gen on a Z490 motherboard and a Z4, I forget now. Yeah, 9th gen on a Z390 motherboard. They might be able to do a really good deal for that. And then put your 3070 or your 3080 on there. You are not going to get an advantage with the 10 or 11th gen chip. You're just not. So you might as well rock and roll, baby. The PCIe 4 gen is not going to run. I learned that 6 months ago when I was looking at getting a 3070. It's not going to run your 30 series card any faster. Any faster. And if you do get a Radeon AMD 5th gen 5000 series, I'm saying, CPU, go to my late March shows and I explain how to activate the bar support. I would get an MSI. If you're getting a B550, I would get an MSI. I would get a B550 and I would get an MSI. Tomahawk or Mortar. Those are the two cards that I would get. And come join us because we're going to have a lot of fun. So, wrapping this bonus content, kind of an emergency, because if you don't do it now, it's not going to happen for you. And if it does, it's going to happen at even greater prices than you're seeing now. The tariffs are just starting to kick in. I'm sorry, guys. If you go to CLX, there is an option to get a 550. You can get the Tomahawk 550. You're getting a full ATX case, so I don't see the point in getting the Mortar. The Tomahawk's going to have the same VRM solution. It's got everything that the Mortar, but they do have the 550 Mortar. And it's at 2120. That's with the crappy CPU. Hold on a second. There's got to be a way to get a better CPU than that. Hold on. Now, you can't get the 5800X. You can't. The best they have is the Ryzen 7 3800X, and it's going to up your build $300. I would get the one with the – it comes with the crappy CPU, throw it out, and spend – sell it for $100 and spend $300 and get – $350 and get the Ryzen 7 5800X. That's what I would do. But it's not, let's see. See, yeah, it raises the price to $2,387 if you want the Ryzen 7 3800X. You know, It turbos up to 4.5, but you're not going to get the bar support. You're not going to get the stuff that's going to make that thing run really fluid. So I would get the cheapest CPU. Or see what 3800Xs are going for on the market. And, you know, if you can sell it for 300, that brings your cost down to 2087. And then, 88, I should say. So 12, you know. So for, you know, the $250 more, you get the Ryzen 7 5800X. So there's options. Strategize. Okay, guys. I just wanted to tell you that there's these pre-built systems, and these pre-builts are going fast. We talked about, what, 4 or 5 of them? There were 10, 15 of them a month ago. Because I saw them out there. They are going fast. So this is your last chance to pull the trigger on a system at this level that we're talking about. And I wish you guys the best. And I would have been remiss if I didn't at least let you guys know that there are options out there to still get a high-end system that's not crazy. And so I just wanted to be able to pass that along to you. I'm doing it now because if I did it 2 weeks from now, they won't be here. They just won't. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Episode 7 is going to be fun. You're not going to want to miss it. Wheels up soon.